Good evening. I have bad cough last few weeks, and I hope and pray that Lord will be with me to speak. Most of the time when I speak, I start coughing. If I keep quiet, many time I'll be all right. Last few weeks I was thinking about what to speak, and the same thought coming back to in my mind: let not your heart be troubled. And I was trying to think about how to speak. Every time I have the same portion but different way of pattern coming into my mind. And today, God helped me to finish it up, what to speak, a clear idea what to tell. And I want to look into John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. We know the circumstance, the last half day of our Lord with his disciples. He called all the disciples, only his closed ones, to be with him. I don't think the disciple understood this is going to be the last Passover. But they were all together. Lord wants to spend some intimate, close time with the disciples. And it was going on. And disciples, they have questions. They ask the questions. And Lord answered them. And then he openly told them what to expect. He expects their heart will be troubled. So he assured them, to strengthen them, he told them, let your heart not to be troubled. While saying that, I want to bring another verse in chapter 13 of John, verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit. In my language, when I read in our Indian language, which is also translated from the original, it says, not, they don't use that word heart alone. The whole being of him is troubled. So Lord is in more trouble, and he's worried about the disciples and telling them, let your heart not be troubled. What I want to touch today, based on this, I was looking at the life of Peter the next few hours. The failure Peter faced. I just want to read Matthew chapter 26 because it's a little more clear in Matthew than here. That's why I thought I would read Matthew chapter 26. Verse 36, after from the upper room, they went to the garden for prayer. And they went over there. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And when he went a little far further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The next verse. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. And he said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? He's pinpointing Peter. You know, Lord, when he came, come forward to the public ministry, he chose 12 disciples. He chose very carefully. And before we saw that, Lord told them what they are going to do. I don't think he made a mistake. They trust Judas very much. You know, if we are making in our assembly, making somebody as in charge of the treasury department, the finance, we don't make a poor brother or who in need of money or who is not very trustworthy. But the very same person betrayed him, sold him. And not only that, after that, Peter also denied him. Afterwards, all the disciples left him. I want to read another portion. That's in Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Before Peter had the temptation, in verse 32, "But I have prayed for thee, and thy faith fail not." Lord is talking to Peter again. Before Peter asked anything, Lord is telling that I was praying for you. And what did he pray? "I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." Before the temptation Peter had, Lord prayed for him that his faith should not fail. If faith fail, the courage will fail. If faith fail, the hope will fail. If the faith fail, the love fail. If faith fail, the joy and the peace, everything fail. It will be a total disaster. So Lord prayed for him. That's the same Lord we have. He's interceding for us. He knows all our problems. Many times we wonder, why I am going through all these kind of pains? He knows it. He's praying for us. He's interceding for us. Another verse in Matthew 26, I want to read 26:51. "And behold, one of them were with Jesus, stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear." I was wondering what Peter was carrying a sword all this time while he was with Jesus. Nobody, even in that time, expect that Peter is secretly carrying a sword. It's not for, what's the purpose of sword? It's not a small knife that we all carry. This is for what? To take care of somebody. And you know, when he used it, he didn't even know how to use it very well either. But Peter did. I was reading several biographies of great servants of God. J.N. Darby. And some of the things he did, I have such a hard time to believe. Even after he's being a great servant of God. John Wesley. Look at a lot of Christian believers. We uphold them in very high level. carry some weapons to use against another one. I felt I got hurt many times. It is a good time for us to think in ourselves, look in our own life. Am I carrying something that can hurt another brother? But thank God, Jesus is there. He can heal. He still heals. And He will heal. I want to look into Matthew chapter 26, further coming verse 72. This is the denial of Peter. Peter denied our Lord repeatedly. And not only, it's not a small, just a mistake, it happened. If you read 72, and again he denied with an oath. Peter was such a brave disciple. He jumped in and answered all the questions asked. Anytime Peter is in the front row, considered like a leader. And even when that maid come and told him, "Hey, I know you are a Galilean with the Lord." He said, "No, I don't know him." And verse 74, it is much worse. "Then began he to curse and swear, saying, I know not that man." Peter denied the Lord repeatedly. When our Lord was alone, you know, right here we can see in verse 67, Peter is stay afar that nobody will watch him, and he keep on looking at the Lord, what is happening. He saw them, they are spitting on his face, pulling his beard, and beating him up. He's not standing for him. Step by step, Lord asked him to pray that he will be not get into temptation. But he did not do that. He was sleeping, tired. You know, in the scripture, everywhere, Lord will give warning before anything will happen to his children. In the Old Testament, if God is going to destroy the Philistines or any heathen people, he will send the prophet and let them know, give them enough warning before he destroys them. Jonah, Amos, Joel, all the minor prophets, if we study there, we can see that God always warns before anything happened to his people. Even the heathens. Here Lord told, pray not to get into temptation. But Peter again failed. In Luke, we can see at the end, when the crow crew, Peter looked at the Lord, and Lord looked at Peter. Their eyes got locked. Peter remembered what happened in the past. 3.5 years, they were together, so close, they were so proud that they are with the Lord. Now he saw the Lord, helpless, and in trouble, no disciples around him. He thought, he's going to die. These people are going to kill him. He has to make a decision. What should I do? It's a lost case. I don't want to be with him now. You know, if you look into the Word of God, there is more chapters in the Bible dedicated for the failure of the Lord's people than the success. If we look into Jacob or David or anyone, their failure is exposed, explained it in detail than their success. Why? So we can learn from it. Alexander the Great, after he win all the wars, he called one of the artists, a famous artist called him, asked him to draw a portrait of him. He came and looked at Alexander the Great. He had a big scar on his one side of his face. So the artist looked at him and he drew a beautiful picture. But the Alexander is not sitting straight. He's sitting on the side view. So on this side is a big scar. That is dark side. He did very wisely. Beautiful. Alexander loved him. But when God do the portrait, write our history, write our story, there will be no dark side. So we have to be very careful how we lead our life. My time is already gone. I was thinking about the success, or this is only the few hours. The rest of the life of Peter completely transformed. There is again, we can see in John chapter 21. After they saw the resurrected Lord, then Peter saw him, all the disciples saw him. After some time, Peter thought, nothing happening. What are we going to do? I'm going back to my old job. I'm going for fishing. He told the disciples, hey, I'm going for fishing. They all said, if you are going, I am coming. They all went for fishing. All night, they tried. They didn't get anything. Then they heard somebody at the early morning, very cold day, tired, disappointed, hopeless. Man, we went with this Lord all these 3.5 years. We even forgot how to fish. They were experts. Then Lord came and called them. You know, the love of Lord, he loved them till the end. That's a beautiful subject. The Lord told them, fish on the other side. Throw your net on your other side. They did. They got 153 large fish. And Lord called them to the shore and gave them a breakfast. Warm them up. Then Lord told them, they never look back to the fishes again. Lord took them to this side. There is a valley, the sheep, all over there. And Lord told them. You know, when Lord called Peter, he told them, I will make you fishers of men. Now, you feed them. Fishing is not all the time. They already fished. They got a lot of fish. Now the chapter is turned. Feed the sheep. Thank you. May God bless. Can you close the meeting?